Time to head down to Warrnambool and have a chat to Matt Williams, who's taking two very smart fillies to Flemington on Saturday. Unfortunately for Matt, they're going to take on each other. And I speak of Literary Magnate and Torjean. Good morning, Matty.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. It's going to be intriguing to see these two fillies head to headquarters. Torjean was one of the huge spruiks during the Warrnambool Carnival in the build-up, and then on race day, she had a bath. She drifted from $3 out to $6, but she got the job done beautifully in the heavy conditions. How'd she come through the debut performance?
Yeah, it's really good. She's done terrific since. A nice gallop Tuesday morning on the course proper, and she's come through that well. I've accepted four Sundays well, but she obviously goes to the bottom of the ballot for Sunday's race. When I seen the fillies race on Saturday and the race on versus Sunday, I thought there's still some nice horses in that Sunday race. Saturday's didn't look to be a lot stronger, if any stronger. And you get her on a big flat track at Flemington, I think would certainly suit her better than Lakeside. So we are leaning to run on Saturday, but we'll see what happens with those exceptions when they come out for Sandy and Sunday as well.
All right. Would you prefer to split your two fillies as well?
Oh, look, ideally you always would prefer to split them, but, it's good prize money Saturday, and if there's not a lot of difference in the race, quality-wise and that, well, she's drawn a nice gate. Flemington, it's going to be hard to probably twist the Sunday when there's a few ticks for her there on Saturday.
I see she's a bit of a quirky filly as well. A story where your track work riders have to almost sneak up on her so she doesn't see them coming.
Well, when we brought her from New Zealand, the trainers that had her over there, he said, just watch her when you take her to the trials, and rider comes out with the silks on. He said, I took her to the trials one day, I couldn't get the rider on, so I had to put blinkers on her so she couldn't see the rider. So that was a bit of a heads up that we were not going to be an easy mission with her.
So those curly Kiwis over there said, yeah, she's beautiful, just buy her. And once you've signed on, or actually...
she's improved a lot since she's come, but she might be 12 months before she matures mentally in the head. She's got a few things going on there, which she just needs to just relax a bit better. And, I think ideally you'd love to get her up over a bit more ground in time, but she needs to learn to relax better in her work, better in her race, before you would sort of start stepping her out over what potentially is probably going to be more suitable trips for her as she goes forward.
Well, she's by Mongolian Khan, so the further the better, you'd think, and she can handle wet tracks. How good do you think she could be? What level do you think she could get to, Torjean?
It's hard to say with something, a horse that's so green and so raw. So, if she keeps doing things right, she certainly sort of shows that city class ability. Whether she can go the next step and be a spring autumn time horse, well, that remains to be seen. But she's coming along, but it's small steps.
Well, she's raw and up and coming. And 12 months earlier, you had another filly like that as well, called Literary Magnate. She's only had the six starts, but she is proven. She was really close up, finishing fourth in the Group 1000 Guineas. She's been placed at listed level as well, and she returned well at Sandown. How much improvement has she taken out of that?
Yeah, she's tightened up nice since Sandown. I sort of thought going to Sandown, she was about 85% somewhere there. She had a little chip taken out of her joint after the 1000 Guineas. You always, just as a trainer, a little bit hesitant how much galloping and how hard you sort of really let them off the bridle. So she'd sort of been cuddled a bit through her preparation. So she was always going to take good benefit. I thought her run was terrific with a big weight. Just the twice she's been to Sandown Hillside, she hasn't come down. Well, she's looked like she's hit a flat spot, sort of 400 out, where they come down the hill and then sort of start to climb up. And I just think she maybe is not entirely suited there. And I'm really keen to see her back on the flat track at Flemington, big track. I think that's a big tick for her. I think Geordie knows her now. Her work's been terrific. I was a bit surprised to see her pop up 10-1 in the race yesterday. I thought she was probably entitled to be a bit shorter than that with what she's done.
Well, I agree. The form that she's got, the horses she's chasing home, she looks a big price at $10. She's drawn a little wide, so is it you're going to have to go back and just ride quiet?
Yep, we would do that anyway. So I actually think the white, if you'd asked me what I wanted for a gate, it would have been 8 to 10. Somewhere there would have been perfect. I think she might be 3-4 pairs back. But if she can stay off the fence, she's able to sort of track into it in a 3-wide lane there before the corner and be not too far off them, giving them too much of a start when she straightens up. And she likes to get out and get a little bit of room. So I actually think the gate's probably not too much of a disadvantage for her.
So we're having a bet at $10?
Well, yeah, maybe I'm missing something, but I thought, you know, she should have only been a sort of $5 chance at best in a race like that.
Well, give her strength. You've got two nice chances. Don't say that. You've just talked us into it. You've got two nice chances on Saturday. Best of luck, Matty.
Good on you, Michael. Cheers, mate.
Matt Williams there, literary magnate, $10.